Sermons and Talks, Volume 1, Chapter 40. How to Receive an Answer to Our Prayers. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. Do you feel that your prayers are unanswered? Then do as Christ directs you. In his word he has declared it, by his spirit he testifies to it. Will you follow the directions? Will you relieve the necessities of those around you? Will you work in behalf of the oppressed? Will you practice the life of Christ in seeking to save the souls ready to perish? In such work you will have the comfort of the grace of God in rich measure. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice for this assurance. When in trouble you may not always feel the assurance of help, but you can always say, The Lord has said it, and I will trust in Him. These words outline our work. We are to repair the breach that has been made in the law of God, to exalt the downtrodden fourth commandment. We are to point out the right path, which has been lost sight of. A false Sabbath has been exalted in the place of the seventh-day Sabbath of Jehovah, and many have lost their bearings. By vigilance and faithfulness in following the true path, we are to direct them all to the right path. Not finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then whose words will you speak? The very words that Christ has given to comfort, to encourage, to bless, to lift up those that are bowed down. God has given you a mind, that you may speak words to help others. Do not feed it with trash. Do not injure it by the use of tobacco or alcohol. None of us have any too much mind, and we should do our utmost to improve that which we have. We cannot afford to allow the mind to be dominated by evil for one moment, for thus we might lose an opportunity to speak a word in season to some soul ready to perish. The responsibility of winning souls to Christ rests upon us, and we must work for their salvation. We are not to speak our own words, working for our own personal benefit. We are to study how best to relieve the suffering and the oppressed, how best to help the needy and distressed. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. He is your power, your health, your life, and your salvation. Trust in Him every moment. Pray to Him, and ask Him to keep you in your going out and your coming in. Ask Him to preserve your soul that it shall not be beguiled by the enemy.